Insurance Matters on Radio Kerry with McCarthy Insurance Group. Keeping you covered with home, motor and business insurance. MIG.ie.
Now, slightly later in the programme than usual, we're delighted to be joined by Paul Kavanagh from the McCarthy Insurance Group. Paul, you're very welcome.
Good afternoon, Deirdre. Good afternoon, listeners.
Now, I would imagine that after the weekend of flooding we had here in Ireland, that you've been very busy in McCarthy Insurance answering the phone of late.
We have indeed. We've answered an awful lot of queries, and we have our team out on the ground there from Owens McCarthy, meeting clients who have had their premises damaged to see that we can get a claim paid for them. So it's been very busy, unexpected, in the middle of summer, but here you go. This climate change, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what do people know when it comes to what they can claim and what they can't claim? What are the important facts to bear in mind, Paul?
Well, the important facts are, this was, in our book, this was a storm, okay? And that's the way we look on this. This is not flooding from a river. This is not flooding from a lake. You know, this came out of the sky. And as I said before in the programme, we don't believe in this word, act of God, it can be stated. But, this is covered by insurance if water gets into your premises, and provided it's not excluded, then it's covered.
Okay, very good. And what kind of things can people not claim for?
Well,
I know that's a very heavily loaded question.
I'm hearing from the team in Tralee that everybody's just getting up and getting on with it, and the premises are open around the place and people just dried out. But, I think this was all avoidable. I think the an awful lot of blocked drains, I'm hearing, and shores, and it was all gone within 45 minutes to an hour, because it did go down the drains eventually. So were the drains blocked? Were they semi-blocked with all the dry weather? And is there maintenance going on? Because, you know, there's going to be more of this. It's forecast for the rest of the week as well. It could hit anywhere. It hit certain areas of Tralee more than others, which was unfortunate in one way, and maybe lucky in another. So, look, it's just something that happened, but it is covered by insurance, provided provided it's not excluded. That's the basic. So you need good advice in it, and you need to check your policy document to make sure that flooding, all types of flooding are covered under your policy. And if you are declined flooding because of river flooding previously, which we've all come across, and sea flooding, then pluvial is the rainfall. We call it pluvial rainfall or flash floods should be covered. And you've got to make sure that your policy doesn't exclude that.
We're incidentally, Paul, we're getting a load of comments in the last 2 or 3 minutes that apparently there is seriously heavy rain in Listowel in the last hour or so, bucketing down in Listowel. So don't be surprised if you get a couple of calls from clients in Listowel as well.
Absolutely. Look, and that's what your insurance is there for, is to look after you in the event of a catastrophe like this. This is nobody's fault. Nobody has caused this. I am calling on Kerry County Council to get out there and get all the drains cleared as soon as possible, so that if and when this comes again, as you're now saying it's happening in Listowel, that we're not looking at the same thing that happened in Tralee all over the weekend.
Yeah, this is it, exactly. I suppose a lot of people will have sandbags on standby at the moment, because it seems the forecast is for more of this.
Well, that's very advisable, and hopefully Kerry County Council are assisting there, as I'm sure they are. But, an awful lot of damage was caused by vehicles driving through the floodwaters, which isn't advisable, and people taking videos of it as if it was going to be something, you know, that they were helping in some way. They weren't helping. They were actually making the problem worse, because they were driving the water right through back into the premises again as soon as people were sweeping it out the front door. It was coming back in again.
Well, actually, that is a very interesting point, Paul, because I mentioned to the listeners earlier, I was driving myself at the weekend, and the rain got so heavy and the thunder got so frightening that I just pulled in Ballyduff Village, turned off the engine and stayed there until it all subsided. What's the best advice for people driving in heavy rain like that?
Well, just exactly what you did. You couldn't be in a safer position. The vehicle has got rubber tires, four rubber tires connected to the ground, and that is your best safety measure from any type of a lightning strike. There are times there as well. If you're driving and you're attempting to driving and the wipers just can't keep up with it, and your vision becomes impaired. And I always say, whatever about your vision, what about the guy coming against you? Has he got vision? And have you got your lights on? Some people seem to think that they can save their battery by not putting on their lights in a situation like that. I always say, put your lights on, please, because you may be able to see out, but the person may not be able to see you. And pedestrians were cut out in this as well. They were cut out on the roads, they were out walking, they were out walking home as well. And you must have some consideration for them, please.
And if you are driving and you see the road up ahead of you is flooded, I mean, it goes without saying that, you know, you should turn back or definitely not drive through it. But you do see people who drive through these floods all the time, and then they wonder why their car is damaged.
Well, absolutely, and there's a few insurance companies now won't pay for that damage because you knowingly drove through it. So be careful.
Yeah.
Please don't drive through flooded waters like that. I mean, okay, a couple of inches is fine, but I think I watched some of the videos in Tralee, and the cars are swishing through it and people taking videos, obviously, because they appeared on social media. And what were they doing? Only driving the water back in the doors of which they had just come out. That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
please, everybody has to have consideration. These are awful circumstances. We haven't seen them in a long time. Whether it's part of climate change or not, I don't know, but we certainly have them. And I think it's happening all over Europe. They're getting unprecedented rain outbursts. And I think outbursts is the word. It's not a continuous rain. It's just flash rain for 30 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever, and doing so much damage in that time. And it's very hard to recover from.
Councillor Mike Kennelly has just been on from Listowel. Paul, we referred to that a minute ago, and he says there are manhole covers rising up after the flash flood, especially in Cleavera and the Ballylongford Road areas and on Church Street. He's advising motorists to drive with care. You'd be nearly better off, Paul, to put off any journey, really, wouldn't you?
You would, until it's gone. That's probably the best advice. The manhole covers, if they come up like that, can be seriously dangerous. If you hit them with your car, you could do extensive damage to your car, to the wheels, to the suspensions, etc. So best advice, hold back until it dies off. If it's a non-essential, you know what I mean, if it's non-essential. And even they were saying at the Kerry hospital yesterday, like, unless it's seriously essential, do not come to the hospital.
Yeah, exactly. Question for you from a mid-Kerry caller. She has her house insured with AXA. Recently, she had a leak in the shower with water coming through the ceiling into the kitchen. She says, if she makes a claim, will her insurance increase next year? And if so, by how much or what percentage will the increase be?
No idea whatsoever. She'll have to address that to AXA if the house is insured with AXA. What I would say is that she needs to get that checked out, because what they call this is inundation of water, indentation of water, behind tiles from a shower. Has this been going on over a period of time, or is this just something, is it a burst pipe? So, I mean, number one, you get your plumber on it, obviously, to stop the water, and then to see what was the cause of this. If this has been going on for a long time, which we find in a number of situations, the insurance companies are very slow to pay on situations like that. But my first then advice, get the plumber, which I'm sure she has done already. The second one then, obviously, is get on to AXA and get someone out to have a look. And as I always suggest, get your loss assessors out. They're Owens & McCarthy, they're there in Killorglin, they're all over Kerry. They'll be out in a flash, and they'll tell you, they'll have a look at your policy document as well, and they'll have a look at the damage, and they will advise you whether you have a logistic claim or not.
Okay, very good. Paul, we take a short break, but we have lots of questions for you. I know that you want to talk to us a little bit about the E111 card, travelling to Europe, and health problems that can pop up when you're abroad, and the various things that health travel insurance covers. That's coming up in a moment. In the meantime, if anyone has any more questions for Paul Kavanagh, 066 7123666.
Talk about on Radio Kerry.
Insurance matters on Radio Kerry with McCarthy Insurance Group, keeping you covered with home, motor and business insurance. MIG.ie.
Now, Paul, before we come back to talking about travel to Europe and insurance issues there, just a few questions that have come in. A listener is wondering if you could recommend any good insurance policies for videographers and wedding photographers.
Yeah, I'm sure we had this one before. It's very difficult, but there is some cover available because they have an awful lot of equipment. Because certain things can happen, they need public liability insurance because they're up and down. They may need employers' liability insurance as well because they have helpers. If you can just visualise the wedding, there's usually two at least doing it. So there is cover available. I'll come back on it on an email to you, but there is cover available if they'd like to contact one of our offices.
Okay, fair enough. Listener says, what's the maximum amount an insurer will pay for any one claim that your insurance policy covers? Or is it a set payout regardless of whether the claim is for €1,000 or €10,000?
Not so sure the way the question is set out, but
yeah.
If it's in relation to house insurance and you have your house insured for 200,000 on the building, for example, and 50,000 on the contents, and it's burned to the ground, you will get €250,000. So that's the answer on that one. On motor insurance, your liability cover with all insurers here in the Republic of Ireland is up to 30 million.
30 million, my goodness.
30 million for life. Well, you see, you can have serious accidents in buses and trucks and a lot of people injured, and it can be, so 30 million is the figure I set out for us here in Ireland, which is a very high figure.
Mike wants to ask you, what insurance companies, if any, cover vintage cars?
Yeah, there are a few. Believe it or not, there are a number of you. They all have slightly different quirks as to what they consider to be vintage versus classic car is another name that's used. And then other people think that because if they're over 20 years old that they fall into that category. They don't. But there are a number of insurers and we have a number of them available through our offices.
Now,
The other point is that they usually only cover the classic or vintage car if you have your own private car as well. In other words, that the classic or the vintage car is doing small mileage, it's just for shows, driving around, tractor runs and the like, if you know what I mean, festivals, etc.
A Castle Island lady would like to ask you, in the event of a break-in, would your insurance cover you if you had no CCTV cameras or no phone watch installed? And the second part of her question is, should you close all your windows in the event of a thunderstorm?
Okay. Right. The answer to the first part is correctly, and I think we've done it before. If you claim for an alarm like phone watch, then you must have it on when you leave the premises. So you get a discount for having the alarm. And if you claim that discount, then you must have the alarm on. Now, there are one or two companies that we can advise on that don't make you switch it on. But in the vast majority of cases, if you do claim it, you must switch on the alarm. CCTV is not on anybody's requirement unless it's specifically stated. I've only seen it on a few policies where there'd be larger houses with art or whatever in them. So actually, the person who's insuring it would usually say, I'm going to get CCTV anyway. So they'd make that maybe a requirement, but that'd be in a very small number of cases.
Okay, Paul.
Sorry, there was a second part to that.
She was wondering, is it true that you're supposed to shut your windows and doors when there's a thunderstorm?
No is the answer. But you need to be savvy on this. Come on. Like, I mean, you don't let, I know at home I had, you know, back door open, front door open yesterday, beautiful day, next thing you get a thunderstorm shower, close the doors. You know what I mean? That's what you do anyway. And open them back up once it's gone. In the vast majority of cases, it's really not a problem. But we have seen cases where people have the likes of Velux windows. They would be the ones, and they're wide open, so the rain is pouring through them. And then the person is saying, well, I've damage to my carpet or whatever as a result of it. Well, we won't go against it. Do you know what I mean? It's an accident. It's accidental damage.
Okay. Moving on, Paul, it's the time of year when a lot of people are going away on holidays, and you've a few important tips for them about travel insurance and about travel generally.
Yeah, I suppose, look, we're getting a lot of inquiries about this. There's two very important things that people that I've discovered don't seem to understand or have that much information on. The European Health Insurance Card, we used to call it E111, okay? So it's the European Health Insurance Card. Everyone here in the country is basically entitled to that card, and what it means is that in the EU you can walk, or EEA country, you can walk into any one of those hospitals if you have a broken leg or a broken arm or something like that when you're on holidays out there, and you will be looked after the same as if, well, maybe better than you would be if you were at home here in Ireland. So that's the first thing. Everyone should have that, and it's available online, gov.ie, you'll find it in there. Just put in E111 form on your computer and you'll get the details, and it's simple, I don't go anywhere without it within the EU. That's the first thing. The second thing after that is, if your flight is delayed, and we've had a lot of this, if your flight is delayed more than 3 hours, 3 hours or more really, then you are entitled to full compensation from your airline, whether it be, in our case, Aer Lingus or Ryanair, or it could be a charter airline. They've all signed up to this. It's another great, people say, what are we getting out of the EU? Here's something you're getting. If your flight is delayed 3 hours or more, you're entitled up to €600 back. In some cases, you'll get more back than what you paid for your flights. Now, I know that doesn't help in every situation. Everybody wants to be on holidays. But if you're sitting in the airport and they're telling you that there's air traffic control problems in France and you can't get out, you are fretting a bit. And maybe that's then where we talk about travel insurance. So travel insurance is down the line from the European Health Card and from claiming off the airline. Okay, I always say to people with travel insurance, really, travel insurance can do nothing for you when you're stuck on the spot, really, right? It's nearly after the event. So cancelled hotels or whatever when you arrive on the other side, or your lost passports or whatever, that's all after the event. The main thing is getting out there and making sure that you're covered. So if anybody's going to buy a health policy, a travel policy, always buy a good one. Make sure you go through it. You know, there's a number of them, all the main insurers sell them online. Aviva, AXA, Allianz, AA, Blue is probably the biggest one in Ireland, which is Zurich, and they have travel policies. But you need to look at them. You need to say, what am I really looking for? What am I worried about here? What do I think is going to go on? If you're on a package holiday, it's usually all included. But as you know, a number of us now decide, oh, I'm going to book the flights to Budapest, and I'm going to book the holiday on Expedia or whichever one of them we go for. And then if something goes wrong, you need to be able to claim back on them and see what are the conditions of claiming back, cancellation, etc.
Exactly.
So just then that your holiday insurance will click in after the event. It's not going to save your holiday, and I think that's the biggest point. And I would always say to people, buy your travel insurance the day you book the flights. Don't wait, because your policy kicks in the minute you take out your policy. So we've had it in the past, and we keep forgetting about these things. Do you remember we had the ash up in Iceland?
Yes, indeed.
Stopped all the flights, and then a number of insurance policies didn't cover it and all this type of thing. Boy, once the thing was known of, they wouldn't cover you. But before, and the same with COVID, buy in advance, and then you are avoiding all these things.
I'm just going to jump in with one quick question because we're almost out of time, Paul. A listener says, my daughter missed a connecting flight recently due to an error in paperwork while travelling. She had to stay at a hotel and book a new flight the next day. She has travel insurance. Does it cover this error?
There is no answer to that, unfortunately, because it depends on her policy. Some policies would cover it, others wouldn't. It would depend on the airline as well. For example, Ryanair are a non-connect airline. If you went Ryanair from Kerry to London, and then you were going from London to New York, and something went wrong in between, Ryanair will take no responsibility for not having you in London on time. So that's where travel insurance will kick in, but you need to make sure that you have all that in there. I was reading policies there when you said we were going to have a chat about it, and I was some policies covering it for €500, some covering it for €1,000. In any case, it's after the event. But look, it's there, and I always say, look at the policy and see, does it suit you? They're online, they're very visible online, and you can decide then, you know. Most people don't. Deirdre, let's be fair about it. We never think about these things until they happen.
Not at all. Yeah, exactly. Well, okay, Paul, we better let you go, but thank you for that. Loads and loads of useful information there about flood insurance, travel insurance, everything. Paul, we will chat to you again next month, and in the meantime, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That is Paul Kavanagh there from the McCarthy Insurance Group, which of course has offices all over Munster and all over Kerry as well. And they'd only be too delighted to answer any queries you might have if you want to give them a shout. Now we're going to take a break, folks. We have our weekly Garda slot up next.